Good morning, Les.
Morning, Bailey.
Where were you Sunday?
Why?
Sunday was Mr. Carlson's church auction.
Well, I know.
It was really embarrassing. Les Herb and I were the only employees who showed up.
Well, I was called away suddenly to Dayton.
Oh, come on, Les. Nobody's ever suddenly called away to Dayton.
I was visiting my mother.
Oh, well, that's nice. How is she?
Even smaller, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm sorry.
We had lunch together. You know, it's very disconcerting to have those two little eyes peering up at you from table level.
Well, you didn't really miss much, Les.
I went last year. All they auctioned off was a lot of junk.
Oh, they had one nice thing this year. It was this really amazing painting of a sunlit summer lawn filled with geraniums and wicker furniture. And in the background, two women strolling in the gentle summer breeze. Oh, I loved it.
Did you buy it?
Oh, no. The painting was the last thing auctioned off, and I couldn't afford it, so I chickened out.
Well, I didn't.
Hello, Herb.
You bought the painting.
I did.
You bought it?
Don't rub it in, Bailey.
Les, this is it. This is the painting.
Where were you?
I was out of town.
We had a date, Lester. We were going to the auction to suck up some brownie points with a big guy by buying something together. 50-50? I waited and waited for you until there was nothing left but this painting. I had to buy it.
I was visiting my mother.
How is Shorty?
Watch it, Tarlick.
I'll watch it, Les, when you give me the $50. That's half of what I paid for this oil slick. Now give me the money.
Forget it, Herb.
Now, would you just leave Les alone? You were supposed to go to the auction because it was a worthy cause.
Don't be naive, Bailey.
Herb won't even give money to Jerry Lewis's kids.
Les, I've told you 1,000 times they're not Jerry's kids. They're everybody's kids.
Well, that's not what Jerry says.
Are you going to give me the money?
No.
Yes.
No.
All right, then. I'm just going to have to punch you out.
You do. And I'll see you in court.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Here, Bailey. Hold this. As a matter of fact, you can have it.
Thank you.
All right, Lester. I'm going to go sit at my desk. And I'm going to stare at you for as long as it takes. Soon, Les, the guilt will be more than you can take. Soon, Les, it'll begin to gnaw at your insides. Soon, Les, you'll feel a sense of fairness which will compel you to do the right thing. And soon, Les, you'll beg me to release you from your guilt and sin.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
The sound of a bagpipe. Good morning, Jennifer. How was your weekend?
Okay. It's just so unfortunate I had to be in Spain on Sunday and miss the auction.
Well, thank you for those appliances you donated.
Well, there are just so many washer-dryer sets a girl can own.
Hey, I bought these little fellas at the auction. You know, this kind of craftsmanship is almost a lost art, Jennifer. So rare to find nowadays.
And it's not immature for a grown man to have toy soldiers. This is a real hobby. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Hey, big guy, two questions. One, why is Jerry Lewis so popular in France? Ha! Just kidding. And two, how much did the auction take in?
We took in over $10,000.
Ooh, right on to the church. I love it. I bought a very expensive painting.
You? You bought a painting?
That's right, Jenny Poo.
And do I see a bullfighter emblazoned across a field of black velvet?
Unfortunately, no. It's just one of those oil things. But what the heck? It's for a good cause.
I didn't know you were interested in art, Herb.
There are a lot of things you don't know about me, baby.
I know. And thank you.
Herb, is there something I can do for you? Because I'm about to become very busy here.
I'd just like to say how much I enjoyed the auction. And I'm sure the staff who didn't show up had perfectly good excuses. Except Les, of course, who did a no-show, or as Les just said to me this morning, hey, that's Baldy's auction. I've got better things to do with my Sundays.
Well, I certainly appreciate your support, Herb.
Oh,
hey.
You know, I'm just glad I was able to open up my heart, my pocketbook, to buy a painting, which, in all honesty, I don't like that much, for a church I'm not really a member of, to help find a cure for a disease that, quite frankly, doesn't affect that many people. Well, thank you.
And I mean it.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.
Herb, exactly what is it that you want?
Would you be interested in buying that painting back?
No.
Perfect. Perfect. I understand. So what if I don't have the money to take the family to Milwaukee?
What?
Oh, it's... Well, for months now, you know, Lucille has been planning a family trip to Milwaukee to tour the different breweries there. Her brother is an assistant brewmaster. Did I ever mention that? No, probably not. Well, to make a long story short...
Herb, look, will you get out of my office if I buy your painting?
Yes, sir.
Ah, exactly how much you want for it?
Well, whatever you feel in your heart is right.
I'll give you $50 if you get out of my office right now, $20 if you're still here 20 seconds from now, and $10 if we're face-to-face a minute from now.
I'll be right back before you can say... Thanks, Herb Tarlick, for helping my church. What do you mean it's your painting?
Well, you gave it to me. It's mine.
When?
10 minutes ago.
Where?
Right here. You said here. You can have it.
Oh, Bailey. You can have it is just a figure of speech. People say it all the time. It doesn't mean anything. It's like, thanks a million or so's your mother.
Painting, Herb. Thanks a million.
I really don't believe you. I just don't believe you, Bailey. You come in here every morning in your freshly pressed outfits and your freshly scrubbed face, and you sit here all day, hardly speaking above a whisper, and then, when a man is vulnerable, shaken, upset, you just reach out and rip from him what is rightfully and fairly his. Bailey, I'm just so disappointed.
Herb, so is your mother. Good morning, boys. I'm here. I wanted you to see my new painting. Isn't it great? Don't you just love the shading and the color of the flowers? Don't you just hate the shading and the color of the flowers?
Bailey, don't pay any attention to those jerks. They don't know anything.
Well, do you like it?
I don't know. I sincerely like the frame.
Venus?
Let me see. That's nice. That's real nice.
Thank you. Well?
It's nice.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. There it is.
Leave it alone, Herb.
Look, it is mine. Here's the receipt. I found it. What's going on?
He gave me the painting. Now he's trying to steal it back.
That's right. And I can't think of a thing that's going to stop me.
What about the four of us beating you to dust?
You do. And I'll see you in court.
We don't care.
Can I speak privately with you in the hall?
Nope.
Right.
Herb. Oh, Herb.
Oh, hi, Bailey. How's it going?
Stop it.
Well, how would you feel? I was saving that $100 to help take the little lady to Oklahoma City. Cowboy Hall of Fame is down there, and her brother used to be trail boss. Did I ever mention that? No, probably not.
You found somebody to buy the painting, didn't you?
Oh, Bailey, it's not the money. I don't care about that.
Who?
Mr. Carlson. He loves the darn thing.
How much?
How much?
How much? That's English. How much?
Well, I don't know. About $160.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Were you in there when we talked about it? No, of course you weren't. 160.
I'll give you $200.
$200? Oh, gee, Bailey, I don't know.
I'll go to the bank at lunch.
Oh, all right, if it means that much to you.
Oh, it does. I love it. I love this painting. Mm. Oh, Herb, thank you. Your mother would be proud of you.
Yeah. She would. God, I have no values.
So the big tall guy says to the doctor, "Are you sure that's your elephant?" And the doctor. The doctor. What?
Come in.
Big guy, bad news. I can't sell you that painting.
Okay. So, now, the doctor takes a look over at the kangaroo, who's seated further down the bar.
Oh, I've heard this one. And he says, if that's your elephant, you buy him a drink. funny, big guy.
So, Herbie, did you sell the painting to someone else?
Yeah.
Should have kept it.
Why?
Because it was donated by the Van Giesen family, Jughead.
The Van Giesens, oh my.
Who's that?
You've never heard of them?
No, maybe.
Well, Herb, they're a very rich old family. You know, half the paintings at the County Museum were donated by them.
I knew that. Would you please have Mrs. Van Giesen call me? Right. Herbert Ruggles, R-U-G-G-L-E-S, Tarleton III. No, the fourth. Okay? Yeah, it concerns a work of art, you know, like a painting. Right. Now you have my number. Right. No. Thank you. And au revoir. That's French. What an idiot. We gotta talk, Bailey.
Here's my money.
Don't want it.
Where's my painting?
Well, I had to take it back.
Oh, no, you don't. We made a deal.
Bailey, evidently you don't know what the word deal means. You see, a deal is when papers are signed, receipts are given, legal obligations take place.
I think I'll call the police.
What?
That's right.
You would too, wouldn't you?
You're darn right.
I don't care.
Hello?
All right. Painting's yours. I'll just buy it back for $300.
No. I like the painting. You don't. I want it.
I want to admire it. I like it. It makes me feel good.
400.
No, you don't understand. Not everything in this world is for sale. Not everything is commerce.
$500.
Oh. All right. Deal.
500's too much.
500 is a price, and art appreciates.
All right. 500, I'll write you a check.
And I want your receipt from the auction. It's tax deductible. I'll write you another receipt.
You know, Bailey, deep down inside, you're just another shrewd businessman like myself.
Oh, no, I am not. But I know you. You think everything's business and that everything's a deal.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You got poor Les to give you $50, didn't you?
Yes, I did, thank you. I just stared at him through the DJ window till sweat rolled down the back of his neck. $50 just popped right out of his back pocket.
Lester Baby!
Herb, I already gave you $50. Now leave me alone.
I know, and you were right all along, and I was wrong. Here's your $50 back.
I won't take it.
Come on, take it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Because it's not fair.
Les, fair is just a word people use.
All right, average.
You shouldn't take the 50, Les. The painting's worth 500. Now Herb owes you half of that.
What's a stroke feel like?
Do you know anything about a call for Ruggles the Fourth?
Oh, I'll get that, thank you. Hello, Mrs. Ruggles? I'm sorry, Mrs. Van Giesen, I'm Ruggles. Hey, listen, I purchased a painting which you donated to a church auction.
Yes, right.
Would you be so kind as to, you know, give me a brief history on that painting? Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you. Au revoir. Her son did it. He paints a painting a day. Because he's in prison for selling Quaaludes.
Looks like the roosters have come home to roost.
That's one way of putting it.
I'm out. Let's see. $100 for the painting. $100 to Les. $300 to Bailey. $500. I'm out $500.
You see where greed got you?
Please, Bailey. No lectures.
Herb, I want to buy the painting back.
You do?
Yes, Herb.
For $500?
No. I'll keep my cash, and I'll just tear up your check.
Bailey, you'll be getting the painting for free.
Really?
That's not fair.
You mean as in state fair?
Oh, Bailey.
Please, Herb, no lectures. You're lucky.
I hope I don't get luckier.
Where is it?
Behind the couch. Oh.
You know, that was a very nice thing for Bailey to do. She could have kept your check.
Oh.
Yes, it was a very nice thing.
Speaking of nice, I believe you have $150 of my money on your desk.
Oh, yes. Herb, I think you ought to learn a lesson from all this. So I'm going to give this to Jerry's kids. His real kids.
Hey, Mr. Carlson.
Oh, hi, Les. See,
where were you on Sunday?
Yeah, where were you?
I was in Dayton visiting my mother, Mr. Carlson, something I'm sure that you can appreciate. But I wanted you to know that my thoughts were with you in your very fine auction.
Well, that's very kind of you, Les.
And I would like to endorse this check in the amount of $100 as my small way of letting you know I care.
Well, thanks, Les.
Now I must say goodbye so that I can go home and prepare my work for tomorrow. Goodbye, Herb.
Now, is that some kind of a guy or what, huh?
You should see somebody about that.